The competition is supported by Performance Today, a daily guided tour of music and concerts from around the world. Find out more about Performance Today and give them a listen. Head to yourclassical.org. Again, that's yourclassical.org, and then click on Performance Today. Soviet Union, late 1970s. Stanislav Udenich was studying piano at the Uzbensky School of Music in Tashkent, Uzbekistan.
And every September the 1st, in the morning, when it was the beginning of the academic year, the director of the school and administration would put all kids outside. And what was sounding everywhere in the air? Tchaikovsky No. 1, played by Wayne Cleburne. Wayne Cleburne was not even a human. He was the superstar.
Cleburne was born in Louisiana in 1934 and grew up in Texas. And he became a worldwide sensation when, at the height of the Cold War, he beat the Russians at their own game. Let me step back a bit. In 1958, the USSR created the International Tchaikovsky Competition. Held in Moscow, it was designed to highlight the country's talented young performers within the classical music world, and to display it on a global level. Then, along came Van Cliburne. This tall, lanky 23-year-old ended up winning the Tchaikovsky Competition. I mean, come on, an American winning a competition named after one of the most famous Russian composers during the height of the Cold War? I mean, Cliburne's like the James Bond of the classical music world. Anyway, Cliburne went on to become a national treasure. That year, he was featured on the cover of Time magazine as, and I quote, "the Texan who conquered Russia." And in 1962, he founded a competition of his own, Van Cliburne International Piano Competition, which takes place every 4 years in Fort Worth, Texas. Now, these pianists aren't just competing out of vanity. Winning these international competitions is one of the only ways to become a professional performer.
Coming from Soviet Union, the whole system was based on your happiness would come if you one day participate, let's say, in Tchaikovsky International Piano Competition, which Van Cliburne started, right, and won. And, if you were serious about future in the performing arts, well, competitions were part of life. And Van Cliburne International Competition is one of the most powerful in respect of giving you a chance to start the career.
To compete at an international level, most of these pianists began playing at the same age I started kindergarten. For instance, Vadim Holodenko, who competed in the 14th Cliburne competition in 2013, started traveling to different regional competitions when he was 10. I talked with Vadim recently, and he told me about his daily routine during the Cliburne.
Oh, I just practiced at that time like 12 hours a day or so. I remember that... we have had schedule full of some parties, or they have had a big party in zoo in Fort Worth, and there was like fitting of boots of some very famous companies there, and I basically skipped all that. I said that, I don't feel good today. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I would like go to zoo, but probably next time. So I was just practicing.
You're saying practicing for 12 hours. I can't. If I do something that long, it just seems like a blur to me. Was that experience similar to you?
After 12 hours, it's such a special moment when you just go and sleep. And then it's like 7 a.m. It's the same. You take breakfast, you go practice. Probably it was an overkill, definitely. But speaking of my age, in 26, yeah. I was just on borderline. And it was basically like my last chance.
So for these competitions, there's an age cutoff. For the Cliburne, You can only compete if you're between 18 and 30.
I felt this pressure, you know, this pressure of last opportunity to basically launch my career. And this was another, I should say, interesting experience.
That's one way to put it. Around 2,000 people squeezed into the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth, Texas, to watch these contestants play. And in 2013, the competition was also streamed online, where hundreds of thousands of people watched Vadim compete for the title. So if he made a mistake, the whole world was watching.
For me, myself, I decided that if I'm nervous, okay, it's fine. Nothing can help me, and it's really funny. But after the first mistake, my nerves got calmed. So I'm just waiting when I, you know, take the wrong note first time in the concert, and then I am okay.
Did you ever make any mistakes performing at Van Cliburn when you're?
I did. Yeah.
You did?
I did.
What was the worst one? Do you remember?
What was the worst one? Was I played all listitudes in semifinal. It's such a difficult cycle. So I remember that playing last two etudes, I was so exhausted. And I thought, whatever will happen, I'm okay with it.
Okay. What happened, though, when you're exhausted?
You know, I was just so tired. I played some wrong notes. And again, I'm very grateful to juries that they forgave me.
So you know that they heard, but were you worried?
Oh, definitely, yeah. We all knew the truth.
Vadim went on to win the first place title. And as cliche as it sounds, it really did change his life.
Very important for me was an experience of playing close to 100 concert per season. Interesting thing about competition is that even after first prize, after you got first prize, it's not like predestined that you're going to play all your life. I will give you an example that sometimes some musician who got first prize, they go to some other competition and they got, for example, second prize. And it's a huge step back, unfortunately, from the point of view of managers and presenters.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit tough call, definitely, after you got prize and you should keep yourself on a certain level.
These competitions are basically like American Idol or The Voice. When you win one, you get signed on with a manager, an agent, and you perform year-round for adoring fans. And when you lose, well, I'll let Stanislav tell you about it. He competed in the Cliburn competition in 1997.
What happened is just that I was in a semifinal round about to play it, and you know, I had an accident with my hand. I burned it with the boiling water. Just an accident in the morning, hot tea, and dropped everything in my hand and leg.
He had blisters all over his hands. And the doctor told him that he had no other option but to drop out.
Of course, it's sad, you know, done. You had a great chance and you lose it. But at the same time, I had also, you know, my family. He was in Russia, my wife. And I was in America, so I started to think. I met new people, new friends. That was a moment of change in my life, actually.
His wife ended up moving to the United States to live with him. And it was a struggle.
I had a little girl, daughter, wife. We started from scratch, basically. My wife has all the degrees. She's a pianist as well. She had to go to clean houses, and I had to serve in the restaurant. After, you know, after all this pride, all this 11 international competitions, you know, when I thought my career is done, you know, it's no, I had to do these things.
Oh my gosh.
That was also an amazing learning experience. I have to be a servant. I never was before.
Yeah.
And I became more humble after that. But with the wife, we tried just to make it, to survive, to plan. Or I will do something to give the future to our daughter. Yeah, the normal thing. I mean, millions of doing that. And there were moments actually that I even was thinking to change the profession. But then Tatiana supported me and I decided that it's absolutely, let's try again.
So he signed up for the next Clyburn competition 4 years later.
This is the last chance, right? So what, I was in 29? You have to abstract from the thoughts. Better not to have them. And that's why during the competition, I remember the cameramen were walking. They wanted to stay constantly with me. And I said, no, you're not going to be. I don't feel comfortable to have you because I don't know what will happen. But I've seen other people, they were walking with the cameras and putting cameras up, down. But of course, they didn't pass, these guys. It was funny to see. Yeah, I didn't need all this, you know, extra pressure. Just work, concentrate, go.
So basically, there's a huge spotlight on contestants at the Clyburn. Cameramen following them around is one thing, but the competition also has this opening ceremony. And I'm really not good with analogies, but it's basically like that scene in The Hunger Games where Katniss enters the capital for the first time.
Big deal. It's just opening ceremony. So everybody's there. So you see your opponents, you see the jury, you see cameras, you see this 1,000 people coming to this party. The previous winners talking, etc. Then this unbelievable length of the competition. It's very long. That time was especially long because we had to play the final round 2 times.
Why?
And that's how they did that time. I don't know.
Oh my God.
That was 2 times. I think there were 12 pianists, right? Mm-hmm. Playing twice.
Stanislav made it to the final round without burning his hand. And then, when the results came in, something weird happened.
There was a moment when they gave 2 prizes, and so they gave the gold medal to Olga Karen. And James Conlon, who was giving prizes, he just stopped. And I thought, that's it? Not only I didn't win, but I didn't get anything. For a moment, I thought, because they never gave 2 prizes. If there's a gold medalist already, then, and they didn't mention me before. But then he this famous, he said, and...
He tied for gold with Olga Kern. That was the first time that ever happened in the history of the competition. And finally, after playing piano for more than 2 decades, doing competitions for years, Stanislav was able to quit his day job as a server.
Van Cliburn gives you an opportunity to start the career, to start playing a lot of concerts. If you're successful, then you are signed by the management. If you decide to continue making this, it happens.
So change your life?
Yeah, that's pretty much. And then people start to trust you, believe in you, because people don't know. I remember it was a funny story. 1 year before, they invited me to play in the fundraiser. And they even didn't invite me to play in the main ballroom. So I had to play with 3 others downstairs in the hotel. And already after this dinner, people weren't downstairs and they were passing through and I was playing Chopin. And one man came to me, gave me $2. But he was already half drunk. So and so $1 I gave to my colleague who was playing with me, one of the students of that. And then $1 I came, brought home. He said, today I made $1, Tatiana. Then 1 year later, when I returned from Clyburn, of course, it was a different conversation with me. I was the same. Now I had to play upstairs. And I said I couldn't play because it was a concert in Champaign-Urbana. I had to fly there. I said, oh, my God, you know, you're not playing. It's impossible. I said, oh, I have an idea. Can you find the private plane? And pilot was waiting for me. Yeah, so it's the same situation, but after Clyburn. So from $2, we went to private plane.
This year marks the 15th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, where 146 pianists from 28 different countries will compete for that first-class experience. One of this year's contestants is Jamin Shin, who's currently studying at Colburn School in Los Angeles.
I started playing when I was like 6 years old.
Okay.
And I stopped playing when I was like 11 years old. Because I thought like being a musician is not such a promising thing. I was too young to think like that. But so I quit. And I started again when I was 18. Because I finally found out that that's like the only thing that I can do, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So I started again at like in my age 18.
Do you, is it okay if I ask how old you are now?
No, I'm 28. So it's been like 10 years since I started again.
Wow. What made you start again? Was it just because you're like, this is the only thing I'm good at, so I'm just going to keep doing it?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I started again. I actually was in a normal high school in South Korea. Uh-huh. And of course I was studying. You know, we all had this kind of, you know, Korean SAT stuff, you know. Yeah. All the Korean high school students go crazy with that. So I was doing exactly the same thing. And all of a sudden, I just figured out that, wait, why am I supposed to spend all my energy on something that I don't really feel like? Yeah, so I was like, okay, so then let's think, what am I supposed to do? And then I just went to some concerts. And I saw those performers on stage, and I really felt like, oh, that's actually the thing that I really need to do. So I just started again.
Hopefully, he didn't make the wrong decision. And there's only one way to find out. You gotta tune in on February 23rd for our next episode of The Competition. You're gonna hear more of Jamin's story, and you'll also be introduced to some new contestants, including Martin Lund.
I remember playing the Game Gear, the Sega Genesis, the Super Nintendo. So I enjoy playing video games, and I just have a capacity of picking up melodies by ear. I mean, same with TV shows. Like, I'd watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and play all the sound effects of the music.
The Competition is hosted by me, James Kim. Producers are Cameron Kell and Alyssa Dudley. Additional help from Edward Hamrock. And this outro music that you're listening to was created by Andrew Epen. Until next time.
I'm Fred Child, the host of APM's Performance Today, your daily guided tour of concerts around the world. PT is glad to support this podcast, The Competition. And by the way, I'll be there at the final round of the 2017 Van Cliburn Competition. I'll be the MC for the awards ceremony on June 10th. Check out more from the Cliburn and from the classical scene around the planet. Go to yourclassical.org, click on Performance Today.